With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Let's all try something new for your holiday dinner table this year. How about a buffalo steak or burger around Christmas time? It might not sound very Christmassy, but bison is touted as a very healthy source of protein. It's leaner than beef, with less saturated fat and cholesterol, and it has more beneficial fatty acids. And like many other segments within the American agriculture industry, bison was hit very hard early this year by COVID-19. Dave Carter with the American Bison Association says many people might not realize just how important the loss of restaurant business was to their industry's producers.
So much of our high value cuts go to the restaurant trade. That's where almost every ounce of tenderloin and strip loin and ribeye go. And so when those restaurants shut down, even though we were selling more product in the grocery stores, that was primarily ground product in the grocery stores. So that hit us pretty hard. A lot of our producers rely on farmers markets, or they'll sell to their local restaurants, and they got hit very hard. We hunkered down. We worked with USDA. We were very grateful that they provided us with access to the CFAP 2 assistance program. So that's helping some of our folks get through this.
And like most, the bison industry expects 2021 to be a much better year. For more information on the bison industry, head to bisoncentral.com. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.